Nate with no sense of direction, of course, because you guys clicked and hit play. Waiting for that greatest hits, huh? So the greatest hits is just clips that I thought were hilarious that made me laugh again when I started listening to all of them. And it brought back the memories of us pretty much laughing and having a good time on a Sunday morning afternoon. I hope you enjoy. These are what I handpicked. We will have probably another greatest hits while we're making the new episodes. Hope you enjoy.
Let's put it out there. How many people have you been with?
I can't throw out a number.
I can't either because I lost count at like...
Jesus God. Fucking Christ. Barney Stenson over here.
No, I did. So now I just tell everybody I had a lot of good times. When everybody
Do you include repeats in that number or no?
No, just...
new hookups?
Just new.
Shit. Fucking hell.
If we did repeats, we'd be in the...
You're my hero.
4,000.
How is your penis still on you?
I don't know. It's...
Is it bumpy?
But I think that's why I have a hernia. Because I've been banging so much.
I don't think so.
So how many people have you been with?
I would have to say about 10.
See, when I was... I think I was at...
In 10 years, you doubled your number.
Mind you, I was a DJ.
Yeah, you always use that excuse. I'm a salesperson.
I don't include my people that I've recycled in there.
Yeah,
I don't include recycling.
I'm in the teens. That's all I'm going to say. But,
well, if we go into recycling, then it would be 4. I'm just kidding. I'm just counting every time I have sex. It's been about 100 in my 40 years. No, and like I said, a number's not a thing. I always said it.
Well, does your significant other know your number?
No, we don't talk about it. It's just...
Well, they soon will.
Yeah, they're like, let's listen to Nate's podcast.
Let's skip the first episode.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, so my number is nowhere near as yours, of course. And I only have a few years on Jerry. But I mean, they say on average, I think I was reading that one person has maybe about like 6 to 7 partners in their life.
In a life?
In their life.
Do you mean like partners like you've... Like dating in a relationship?
Different partners. No, like different sexual partners.
But what if somebody's more sexual than the other person?
Yeah, there's times where I'm a rabbit. Like, I have to have it every single night. Exactly. And there's times where I just, like...
Well, I mean, okay, there's a difference between having it every single night with the same person or having
not
it
even.
Multiple
just use a paper towel.
That's even worse. What if the paper towel breaks? It goes over all over the place.
And you get the brawny one?
Because of this COVID.
I use toilet paper.
The one ply?
No, because of this coronavirus. Like, have you guys used a latex glove yet? Just to catch everything?
I haven't.
Latex glove.
Yes. Dude, I mean, just think about it. There's like no mess.
So you used one of the long gloves that you use the dishes with? Grab 2 sponges.
I'm gonna listen to this
with
very carefully.
Rubber bands on each side of the sponges, right?
Mm-hmm.
You stick the latex glove in the middle of the 2 sponges.
You lonely bastard.
Just fucking lube it up. Well, I haven't tried it. I've heard. I looked it up, actually.
Have you guys ever done the cantaloupe where you just drill a hole in it and then like kind of peel off the rind on the outside?
No, dude, I'm scared of getting shit in my pee hole. So.
Put it in the microwave a little bit. It feels real.
I mean, it's not the grapefruit. It's not gonna hurt.
I mean, it's fucking stinging. If you think like it, like one of those little
a cantaloupe. It's not.
Yeah, that would be more like a lemon.
Yeah.
if you fucked a lemon, I'd be like, yeah. You're like, it's weird. It burns every time.
I mean, I still have that. I don't want nothing up there. It sounds like it hurts.
We started talking about this the other day. It was kind of like, when did you stop using condoms?
What did I say? I was 18.
I want to say I was about 20, but then after that, it's kind of like believing in Santa Claus again. It's like, why would you? It's like you felt it.
Yeah.
So why would you go back?
Well, I remember my first time. So I had a condom, right? And I was super excited. It was in my mom's minivan.
Oh, my
God. Was it the Astro, like the Ford Astro? Like, is that you
no,
remember
no,
those
no,
little
no, no. It was a Chevy.
Is it the one that had 2 seats in the front, 2 seats in the middle, and the back?
Yes.
The bench.
Oh, yes. Okay. I forgot the name
of
it.
The old school one.
Was it like the GMC, like the snub?
No, this one was a Chevy. I can't remember the name of it. I'm not to Google it now.
It's probably a Chevy Express.
No, not it was a more modern. It was like the LS version. My dad wanted to go fancy with a minivan. I mean, who the fuck does that? But
hey,
I mean, you can't go too fancy.
If you've got kids, something's got to keep you alive.
True.
Inside.
I mean, that's when you look into an SUV. You get yourself a 7-seater SUV and SUVs were a day.
They weren't
big back then.
Yeah, that prominent. I think like the Blazer and the Bronco was.
Can't remember how small the Blazer used to be.
Yeah, the Blazer
compared to how it is now.
Blazer was just a truck with a that was closed in pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not that old, so. Whoops. I'm super excited. We wanted to go, and back then I knew she was like the town slut. Did I care? No. Let me tell you this though.
Did everybody have like a turn at the town slut? I feel like every town
kind of sort of. I had a friend of mine who actually dated her.
Let's not say whore. Let's say promiscuous. Very
okay. Okay. Explores
her needs.
She donated community service.
She was 16. Perfect. I was 17 at the time.
No, it's not.
And
so you didn't know what you were doing.
I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I just knew it went in somewhere. Okay.
Which hole? I thought for a while.
I had a 50-50 chance, okay?
I thought girls peed out of their butt when I was younger. Like, I didn't know. What the hell? Because they sat down and peed. I just put it together. I was like, okay, I guess they peed.
I mean, at one point I sat down and peed because I couldn't aim. Especially when I'm drunk.
Like the after sex, like your pee hole's like half closed.
Oh, my God. Have you ever had that horrible after sex pee where
and it burned?
I was gonna ask a question because I had a burger without the with the lettuce on it, right? So I tried. It is not good.
No, that's not a question, bro. That's a comment.
Why is it not good?
I have a question. It is not good.
Answer.
It is not good.
It is not good.
Is it not good?
Let's keep going up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it not good? That's basically what you just did, bro.
And
Is that you?
Holy shit.
I thought Nate was fucking with the audio.
Yeah, so did I.
No, just playing with my cord.
It's so stupid.
Nate's bored.
You can tell him.
You guys.
No. Okay, so you were going to turn it over to Nate. Nate, say something. Say something, goddammit. You're the star.
I'm foaming my beer.
I don't get how it does that.
Science.
Magic. Yeah.
It's science.
Magic and science are pretty
close.
They're
the same.
I just burped. I'm sorry.
Well, does it matter? Ooh, time out. Who was that? Go back. No. Go back. Who was that?
Jerry, where's your case?
They.
I took it off.
Why?
Careful. Be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Be careful.
Put it on the edge.
Don't drop it.
Oh, please, like,
don't drop it.
I'm a loner, daddy.
I think people who don't have cases on their phones have daddy issues. That's just my personal opinion.
Do you have daddy issues?
I don't have daddy issues.
Do you have zaddy issues?
Zaddy. It's not zaddy.
Whatever.
Zaddy. It's like Z-Y-A-D-D-Y.
Wait, I thought it was Z-A.
I can't even say it.
Zaddy.
Zaddy.
I'm like, those two don't go together unless they're in the alphabet. Like a Zaddy.
There you got it. He's educating himself.
There you go.
Zaddy.
You can go to Pride now.
That's all it took. Just say this one word.
That's the one prereq they have.
What's the password? Zaddy.
You're in.
All right.
Do you go to Pride?
No.
No? You do.
I did a couple times.
Okay.
Not anymore?
It's a little... It's a younger crowd.
It's real commercial.
It's like you have to have abs to get in.
What's what happens?
You have to what?
Abs.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I got in once.
I have one ab.
I went to Pride.
Can I paint it
up? It's a lot of fun. Just watching people act crazy. I was people watching. Yeah.
Then you ended up in a... pool.
What?
Filled with red jello.
It was like the end of Requiem for a Dream.
I thought it said bouquet.
Oh, it's like they're celebrating Halloween early. Yeah, bouquet. Gee.
Well, I mean, either way, I was frosted.
Oh, yo. Nate with the weather.
What do we got going on in weather today, Nate?
It's sunny.
It is. It's a fucking beautiful day for Chicago. Holy shit, I thought I was you rolling on the floor.
Are you on shrooms?
No, I'm on Red Bull. A hell of a company. It keeps you wide awake and always thinking.
Hell of a company.
With paranoia.
So Red Bull stops your paranoia. That's all it takes. Hey, just drink this.
Just drink the Red Bull. You're cured.
I feel like it would make you worse.
No. If you have anxiety, just drink Red Bull.
Yeah.
It helps.
It helps.
Yeah.
It vitalizes the mind.
It's just anxiety faster.
You get through it quicker.
Do you?
I don't know.
I think you go deeper.
It definitely makes it worse for me.
You go deeper into spiral.
Just like we're doing now. Boring.
I mean, Jerry's bored.
Yeah, Jerry, so
I'm sorry that you had to show up, Jerry.
Jerry's...
Yeah, you've been on social media this entire time.
Setting up tonight.
Oh. Well, he wasn't planning on being here anyway.
Waiting for tonight.
Oh. Well, I almost didn't make it, but Jerry was the one who told me to come through.
I did.
There we go. You were supposed to be his replacement.
I told Nate that I wasn't going to be able to make it today.
Team player, man.
Yeah, I know.
You got to be a team player.
Here I am.
He's dedicated.
Back.
He's got it.
Nate has a way of guilting you.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It's that gorgeous face of his.
It's your responsibility as a man.
That's literally what he told me.
The $1,000 he gave me.
Yeah. Paid you off.
Wait, you get paid for this?
We already decided, though, if we do start making money, you're going to get a little cut.
For the wiggle. Because we've used it.
It's been in like every episode since you've gotten on here.
Wiggle. So tell us how you feel, Ryan.
I feel great.
What's new with you, buddy? I haven't seen you in forever.
So, did you know that my partner broke up with me and moved to Texas?
I heard. I just didn't ask for details.
After 12 years.
Wow.
Of my life.
How does that make you feel, Ryan?
Abandoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was right
but
there.
But it's a fresh start.
I mean, my father left me and I'm okay.
Are you though?
Jesus Christ.
Are you
goddamn
though?
Episode. This
face.
Is not.
Look at
this isn't your
face.
Therapy.
Just kidding.
It's, why'd you start crying?
I'm sorry, guys.
I was going to say, don't worry.
Why don't you have a case on your phone, Nate?
Yeah.
I was going to burp, but it went away.
He just took it off.
Yeah. Well, it all started in 1980.
You said you were 84?
82.
In the first 82? Month of 80.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you're 82?
86.
87.
90. Oh, baby.
A baby.
He's a 90s kid.
Look at the baby.
Wait, no.
So 87 or 86 is still a 90s kid, though, I feel
like.
Yeah. Right?
Like, you don't know much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the time you were four, I mean...
That's when...
We still had Rugrats and... Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, I was in the second grade when you were born.
Double Dare.
Aww.
We had to learn the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah,
that's a good system. Impossible to understand, but a great system.
Because I had internet at my house when I was like, it was like 99 America, is when I got it at AOL? My house. I actually have always been a contrarian, so I went with MSN Network. What's your favorite Sylvester Stallone movie?
Who's that?
Jesus
Rambo,
Christ.
Rocky.
Don't throw mama from the train.
Dread.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Yeah, that one.
Y tu mama
get the
también.
Fuck out of here.
That was my favorite.
That's a good movie.
He talked about this.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
You know that movie?
Y tu mama también?
Yeah.
Who was in Don't Throw Mama from the Train? Danny DeVito and
Arnold
Billy Crystal.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't.
That was twins.
That was that's a fucked up premise for a movie. You kill my mom and I'll kill yours.
I mean,
that was my Danny DeVito impersonation.
I thought he was in the room.
It was pretty good, right?
Spot on.
No, but my favorite was Judge
Somewhat
Dredd.
Somewhat attitude.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the second one?
The remake?
Or it was a remake.
Yeah.
The remake was way better than the first one.
Oh, it definitely was.
No.
Judge Dredd was considered one of the worst movies all time.
No.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I can't. I'm sorry to hear it.
The Batman with George Clooney and Robin and Nipples and Mr. Well,
yeah.
But Poison Ivy was fucking hot in that one. So.
I like Miss Congeniality 2 or Miss Congeniality 1.
I liked Miss Congeniality 1.
I prefer none.
I just like Sandra Bullock, so.
I love her.
She's cute.
What was the movie that she was? Time Cop.
Speed.
isn't it Time Cop or whatever?
Speed.
It's her with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
No, no, no. Time Cop was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Double Team.
No.
Jean-Claude.
No.
That's the worst movie. Dennis Rodman?
No, you said the worst movie was Judge Dredd.
You can go back.
Judge Dredd is considered one of the worst movies of all time.
Yeah, but Double Team won an Oscar.
Demolition Man. You're thinking of Demolition Man.
Was good.
Oh.
Yeah.
That Wesley Snipes.
Yes, that's
like
one.
Virtual sex, which is weird because that happened. Like, you can do now the virtual reality sex.
Yeah.
I could take it. I could take it down.
That was the one.
Yeah.
Well, you need two more?
No, I'm going to give it a while.
He can take it now, but he just can't hang.
Soused.
What are you talking about? Face Off?
Face Off. Great movie.
Hell of a company.
No, really. Face Off was a fucking badass movie.
Oh, yeah.
Badass movie. Nicolas Cage.
John Woo. Director.
It was a good premise.
You know, the funny thing about John Woo movies? Blah.
Take two.
Unique New York.
The funny thing about John Woo movies, is that there was always a slow motion scene with like sparks going off in the background and fucking doves slowly flying away and shit like that.
That's
all of his movies.
That's when I walk into work that happens.
Oh yeah, super dramatic entrance. Yeah.
And like doves come flying behind me. I'm like, yeah.
I thought that was you walking out the toilet of bathroom. The
That must get expensive, Nate.
It does, because it comes out of my pocket. I just have a guy in the back with a grinder just hitting metal.
No, I didn't budget for that.
Yeah, hey, not only three turns. That's all I can.
No, every one of his movies. A Hard Target, I think, was.
Better go catch those doves.
Face Off was his, I think, and that one had it too and shit. Face Off was great though because of Nicolas Cage and that fucking legendary line, "I want to take his face off."
No, it was just like that.
Face off.
But what should we call this movie?
Yeah, can't figure out a name.
Oh well, you know, it's that line when they use the movie title and you're just like, yeah.
No, every movie does that. There's always the name of the movie in the.
Not every movie. Not every movie.
Yeah.
No.
Well, watch your movie again.
Okay, tell me about Too Fast, Too Furious.
They're like, we're going too fast and too furious.
No, they didn't.
Idiot.
It's the Tokyo Drift.
Oh, yeah?
It's like a video game in the beginning.
In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah, they go, oh, that's the Secret of the Ooze.
No, but they have to say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Secret of the Ooze. That doesn't happen, man.
It does.
Not in every movie.
They say the name of the movie.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about a song, because sometimes you can actually know the name of a song just by listening to it.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's pretty good.
I saw that.
What?
Fucking Jerry.
Nothing.
So
that sounds like a gay duck. Quack.
It's wet ass tushy.
A gay lion.
Wait, that's Jerry's animal when he comes.
Quack.
Wait, we're going to talk about that. What is your?
This is me transitioning to the top
sexual spirit animal.
Oh, the peacock.
The regal peacock.
Regal AF.
So. While coming, this is your cum face
and cum noise.
This is cum noise.
Do we have to pause so I can listen to it?
No, you said the peacock.
Well, I don't want it.
It goes. Pretty much, yeah.
I bet you that's pretty close.
You're gonna Google peacock noises for him.
Right, while he's googling that, well, what's yours?
Mine.
Mm-hmm.
I said mine would be the cow.
That'd be mine.
That's what you scream when you get in
there. Yeah.
That's pretty spot on, I bet.
I didn't know I already do that.
That's fucking crazy that you called the peacock before knowing it. That is your spirit animal deep down inside.
It's just with the word yeah. Oh.
That was pretty perfect.
Drink it, Joe.
Oh. Okay, now everybody. Ooh, he can deep throw that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Okay, so you're not, so yours is the cow.
I said that earlier this week. The peacock
kind of blew it away.
Yeah. That's the winner.
Yeah.
I feel like.
All right, next topic.
Whatever comes out next, it's not going to be as good.
No.
You are a peacock. You're definitely a peacock.
No. Do you peacock, though?
And Ernesto.
Do you peacock?
No.
No?
What does that mean?
Do you got anyone here know what peacocking
is? Kind of like show off, you dress nice.
Show off, you dress nice.
I wear like sweatpants and hoodies everywhere.
Yeah. Mine would be, what sound does a sloth make?
Just breathe heavily.
Falling asleep. Yeah.
That's accurate.
Somebody Google sloth noises. What to be like that? That's the only time they're fast.
No, well, that was my cow noise. That was the one.
Like heavy, like bull. That's a horse.
Like bull.
They don't do that. Cows don't make that noise.
What noises? How about Hector?
That's more of a horse noise. That was a sloth.
That's me. And then I roll over and fall asleep.
That sounds like you're getting fucked, bro. That doesn't sound like you're fucking.
Well, that's what I make. Yeah. Oh.
Okay, that's more. That's accurate.
That's what I make. Yeah.
That's you, yes. Ah. Enemy moves that fast, too.
Yeah. That sounds like an old man.
After I'm done, that's how fast I move. I'm like, man. That's what I make. I'm done. Don't touch me.
And then she says, is it in?
Stop! Yeah. Stop!
I like that at the beginning.
Holy shit.
So my spirit sex animal would be a sloth.
That's accurate.
You hit it right on the head.
I did, literally.
What would mine be? I don't know what mine is.
I don't either.
Give me a chimp. Chimpanzee. Give me a chimpanzee.
Or turkey.
A turkey? That's his foreplay sound. He even shakes his head like that too to get it.
He's
in
like,
deeper.
Well, there's been a couple times.
They're pretty ferocious.
So that's aggressive.
That's
Deary.
Pretty accurate. No, that's pretty accurate for me. It builds up too, like that.
So wait, so sloth, peacock.
I'm a chimp.
You're a chimp? Okay.
I'll take chimp.
Do a gorilla.
Oh, come on.
Come on, bro.
I don't know. You're a big chimp.
You're taking mine, dude.
No.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you pick a gorilla?
That's you're
a
gonna really take mine.
Valid argument.
No.
No, that's how I sound like in the bathroom.
Not your bathroom spirit animal. Let's just make it like a spirit animal.
That is literally the bathroom.
For everything you do.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me.
Was that you snoring?
I'm a heavy breather. That's me.
What animal is it?
A gorilla.
It's a gorilla.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but what are you doing? Like, giving her Zerberts?
Well, remember, we already talked about this. I go in. I can't do the passionate. It's the sweaty sex.
What about, like, tiger sex?
I don't know.
Right after?
What does tiger sex sound like?
Immediately after.
I'm like, you're a
monkey. I feel like Jerry would be a leopard.
Ooh. No, that's my bathroom sound. That's for sure my bathroom.
What's your shit spirit animal?
My son.
That's definitely it.
Everybody's walking by like, what the f-?
Sorry, I had Panda today.
Panda Express, hell of a company.
Hell of a company.
I've only gotten food poisoning twice from them. Not bad.
Oh, I mean,
wait, Jerry can't get out of this.
What?
You're sex animal.
I don't make noises when I come.
Oh,
shit. I don't.
Even when you whack off, you're just like,
What if you're with a guy that's like,
no.
Be loud for me.
No.
All right, play the sound of a fish. Go.
No, honestly, guys, I don't make noises when I come. And I can't have the partner make noises either because that's a huge turnoff.
Really? Tell me, shut up.
That turns me on.
So when you watch porn, do you have it on mute?
When it comes down to the coming scene, yes.
Huh.
That's weird.
Well, porn gets a little extreme. They're like, oh.
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, God, it feels so good. And you're like, dude, you're done. We're done right after you said it feels so good.
You know, I can't. I'm sorry to break it to you guys. You guys all look disappointed.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I expected more from you, Jerry. I'm
sorry.
That was a fucking letdown.
That's a worm. A worm doesn't make any noise.
That's weird.
But worms are also asexual, so they have sex with themselves.
Well, he's verse.
That's the same thing.
He can go both ways. No, asexual means
I know.
No.
I understand.
It means no.
For those who are listening that don't know.
Uni.
I'm asexual person.
I'm a grade asexual.
But that's the thing, that's a, you know, raw fucking animalistic.
You want another one?
What?
No.
Yeah, I just can't imagine not making a sound.
Like, I can't.
Yeah. So he's just like,
Even that's too much for him.
All right, it's in.
Good job.
Jerry makes more noise taking a shit than he does during sex.
I do.
He's a grunter.
He turns Japanese all of a
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
He's a motivational speaker.
You're doing great, honey. Keep going.
Oh,
keep
pushing. No, that's perfect.
That's great. Shut up. Right there. Shut up. You're doing a great job.
Yep, you're too loud. I don't like noise. Everybody did shut up.
Maybe that's the sexual sound. Maybe yours is.
Yeah. So you're a sexual. Well, your sexual spirit animal is a librarian.
Yeah. Quiet. You're making too much noise.
It's stupid.
God, that. Well,
this is a library.
But it would make it easier to walk in on you if you're not making any noise. What if you have roommates.
Why do I want to make loud noises?
Pleasure?
Jeez. No.
You're a weird human.
Too loud. It just.
I like to do it because it also lets my partner know that they're doing a good job.
And you're enjoying it. Yes.
But then you can fake it.
I fake it all the time.
Yeah.
Even with myself.
I don't necessarily fake it.
You fake it with yourself?
I'll exaggerate it to let them know that they're doing well, but I'm not like...
So something that's like normally... Have to make something that noise. That's normally like a...
No, it's like a...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah, that's.
Hey! Yeah! Oh my God, guys.
You're the one sounding like an ape.
I mean, I
that's a monkey. That's a chimpanzee.
Fucking dumbass.
That's a chimp.
Oh my God.
They're one of the great apes.
It's a fucking ape.
They're related to
apes,
us.
Yeah, apes were the ones that took over the world in that movie.
An awesome movie.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I was just getting ready for that. Because I know I'm going to have to fuck a monkey at some point. I'm ready.
Are you in training now?
So dirty talk for me.
Jerry.
You're like... With the government controlling the weather and stuff, might as well get ready to fucking a monkey. Yeah.
That's how we got COVID.
Yeah, and with that 5G.
Fucking monkeys.
Next thing you know, the government's going to make us funk monkeys. Funk monkeys.
That sounds like an 80s group.
Yeah. We're the funk monkeys.
Where are we going?
I have my guitar. Boo doo 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 doo. And I ran.
I'm good.
Good old
guitar.
I would have fucking loved to see a band dressed like Planet of the Apes and they're the Funk Monkeys.
They're called the Funk Monkeys.
One of them's got a guitar. I'm dying.
It's like white and huge. It's like the big one. It's not like the little Casio one.
The image is in my head right now.
He's got just the strap.
Just like that. I feel like that's the bassist.
Yeah.
That's the bassist.
Well, usually, but then the keytar.
There's a keytar and there's the headless guitars. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Remember you strung them backwards or some shit like that? Because they...
Oh, yeah.
At the top, it didn't have the headstock.
Right. And it looked like really small.
Yeah. What were people thinking in the fucking 80s, man? Oh, shit.
I'm going to reinvent the guitar.
What if we strung it the other way?
Yeah. I'm gonna take the tune keys off.
Yeah.
What?
That'll fix it.
You'll have to tune it from the bottom of the...
It'll look more like a rocket ship.
And we'll only put one little slab of a 2x4
at the bottom.
Revolutionary.
Oh, the 80s.
Yeah. On a regular basis?
Yeah.
Wow.
I take one shit in the morning.
I take one good one.
I get to like the I just wake up shit out. And then all of a sudden later I'm like, oh, his friends. Like,
I get the just wake up shit, the first step shit, and yeah, then, the just because.
Then his friends want to join the party.
Just because.
Yeah. And then this is the third one. Just I feel relieved.
Sometimes if I eat something that's
Jerry,
not
put good, it Jerry. Down.
Jerry, no.
Sometimes if I eat something that's not good for me,
I just want to listen to faithfully,
like cheese sticks or
lactose.
Oh, I want. I think it might be. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll take like six shits throughout the night.
Oh no, that stops me up.
Speaking of shit, go ahead and put on some J-Lo.
Oh, good transition.
I love it.
Yo,
oh snap! Way to transition, Ernesto. Let's talk about another flaw of J-Lo.
Oh, shit.
What, did she shit her pants?
Probably. She's 50.
isn't she getting divorced again?
She looks amazing.
She probably coughed and shit her pants one day.
I don't think she shits.
She doesn't.
Oh, just... No. Oh, so instead of her shitting, they like suck it out of it, like kind of like a porta potty. They suck it out of her stomach. She eats it.
Probably.
The stomach gets at what nutrients it needs, and then they pull it out.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that, too.
She's not allowed to eat.
That's a lot of money.
It's IV.
She can afford it. She's a global superstar.
Can she?
Yeah.
Was it true she put a insurance on her ass?
Yeah.
It's global.
Oh, that was true.
That was true.
She put insurance on her ass.
She insured her ass.
No.
Yes, she did. She insured her ass.
No.
When she was younger. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Around 2000.
I don't think the Jerry, kids in Scotland are like, oh, I love J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
She's a global superstar.
She's global.
I'm global.
Because of the movie Selena like she starred in, which was based off of an actual global artist. And
we're going back to episode one?
And hence how she got her startup.
Are we going Tony back Braxton? To
episode because one? Because of who?
Tony Braxton.
Who's that?
Tina Turner.
Hey, Google. Play Michael Jackson. Hey, Google.
She did really get her butt insured for a whopping $27 million.
No.
It's in Trivial Pursuit.
Was that the left so or right ass cheek?
No, Lopez did not have
So what happens if you cut off her ass? Can she, like, turn it in to get money? Like, if she ever becomes poor?
I would. I'd claim it. Yeah. I'd need an adjuster to come out and take a look.
I'd be like, yeah, there's some hail damage back here.
I don't know where this dimple came from.
Yeah, this divot. I don't know where it just... it wasn't raining. It just showed up.
It's showing signs of wear and tear.
Wear and tear.
Probably. She's been through how many men?
I left it outside last night.
I left it outside.
Everyone took a turn.
Yeah. I forgot to roll up the window.
It's in a really bad neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
What are these claws?
She was on the block.
She is Jenny from the block.
More like Jenny around the block.
Jerry's not having any fun with this.
Jerry just... He drinks his tears.
He's mad at me. No. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. J-Lo's amazing.
I know. She is.
Jared might be up.
I usually say don't touch me afterwards.
Get behind.
Get behind.
Let's see, say that again then.
Hold his hips like a prom pitcher.
Next time we go drinking, I'm like, no, Jerry, don't touch me. No.
I love those fucking pictures, prom pictures.
Stand behind and look happy.
And then she's got to like tilt her head just a little bit.
And the guy's normally like this.
Yeah. Try not to be a perv.
Yeah, because they, you know, they're not allowed to fuck yet, right?
Yeah, you always not leave room for the Holy Ghost. Leave room for the Holy Ghost.
Not until after prom. I saw a shirt that said I got laid on prom night.
Saw a shirt that I got laid at church.
Ooh.
Thank you, Father.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yes. Why do you think all the like boys' hairs was always like pulled to the side of the...
All right. No.
A lot of semen in there.
Joe Penny still said.
That's why they have the part and everything.
He stopped the joke and then still said the punchline.
They were doing a Bible study. They were parting the
seas. Why do you think all the boys have their hair?
Semen
in it.
Semen. Semen, yeah. Guys. In case you didn't know.
Came in his hair.
Yeah, okay. Ejaculate. Home.
I feel like Hector, when he comes, he calls it Gorilla Glue.
Oh, I love that. I love that for you.
And he, I mean, it's super sticky. That's I'll say
was, that. That girl was mad about. She put all that Gorilla Glue in her hair.
That was all
you. Is that you? That was you?
That
he's
was actually, him.
He's the CEO. He just...
I'm not allowed to comment on pending litigation.
He's the secret ingredient.
Yeah. We just can't get it to stick enough. What can we do? Oh, Hector. Wait. Strong like...
Yeah! Yeah!
Are you two doing it? Like
Hector. Hector's right. Fucking Ryan right now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying much because this tea I told you, I got a shit right now.
Take
oh,
one.
No.
Go to the bathroom.
Go.
There's
yeah, paper. Ryan, help him out.
Is there enough toilet paper?
Okay. Yeah, you should be good. If not, I'll bring you a roll.
Yeah, sure.
Just knock three times.
Here, just take these with you. It's take like these McDonald's.
It's
napkins.
Like in a Demolition Man when he's swearing into the thing. Yeah.
And then he's got the shells. Fucking,
yeah.
Three shells. What the fuck are these three shells for?
I have to go to the bathroom.
That's a great movie. I feel like it's underrated.
I did.
Demolition
like
Man.
For the backup dancer, just to give him a hint and like, hey, I don't care if you're broke. I'll take care of you, Poppy.
I'm mad.
Do you guys know this song? You guys probably don't.
This is
yes, my
song.
You remember this song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You do? Yeah. This part right here.
Why do you
turn up the back?
Yeah.
This boards are right there. I like the part where it goes,
yes, I did.
Yes, I did. I wonder how many takes that took.
That's
a little higher, please.
That's Bill Cosby.
Yes, I did. Okay. With the pudding.
You guys, leave Bill Cosby alone, guys.
It's already recording.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All of that was on tape.
I thought we weren't recording it.
Yes, yeah, I do.
We've been recording, dude.
Oh.
With the pudding.
You didn't.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I did.
Did you press the recording button?
Yes, I did.
Oh, what the hell?
That was so good.
Okay, guys, just throughout this recording, just find ways to ask him that kind of question. Yeah. Did you do this yet?
Ryan, did you work yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Did you hit traffic today?
Yes, I did.
She just said, no, I didn't.
Oh my God.
Shit. This is why we need a soundboard.
Yeah, just go ahead and fit. Like, if he says something, just hit the button.
Yes, I did. I'm gonna save that clip, and you're gonna be, even when you're not here, you're gonna be here,
okay? And you're gonna hear a wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Did you hear yourself last week? Yes, I did.
because it was
Jerry's also a bathroom. I blew that motherfucker. I feel so bad.
500 miles.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Did you blow that motherfucking bathroom up?
I sure did.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
That, yes.
So yeah, you were just talking about Hector. The other day, so one of my friends, she put up a post on Facebook good. And it talked about.
You gotta remind me, what were we talking about?
I'm kind of drifting off here, but so one of my friends put up a post that said, "Tell me something about you that I don't know." And it was interesting to read all the stories that they put on
them off,
you know, and I was like, wow, like that's pretty cool. So I decided to do the same thing. So I put the same one and it went like 200 comments. People just told you the weirdest things, right? The weirdest one that I thought, the most painful one.
Okay.
This guy said, "I got circumcised as an adult."
Ow.
Yeah, no, the only way that makes it okay is that you're a kid and you don't remember it. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, think about it. You get circumcised as an adult. Like, you have that scar there that...
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, you cannot get a bone or any minor erection. That shit's going to open up or stretch.
Hey guys,
no,
guys,
think about it.
Guys, I was over circumcised.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
No, but for real, though, am I right, though?
You fucking asshole.
I mean, okay, so look, I got this, I fucked my arm up the other day.
Okay.
You know, and if it stretches, it
opens up again. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, think about it. If someone gets their dick circumcised,
I don't think it's the same thing.
Someone's dick can start off like this and end up like this.
Okay.
I'm talking about girth-wise now. Okay, girth-wise.
Oh.
End up like this. So it's stretchy.
we're both like, oh.
I think you're talking.
It can start off like this.
Directly, right?
It ends up like this.
You were looking right in my eyes. You're making those gestures right to me.
Still too into
this big, bro. This big. But I mean, so they have to
taking the area of your wiener. You're like, I'm 2x2.
Because they cut skin off. So they have to either sew it up, or if they don't sew anything up, it has to scab up to heal. But I mean, think about it. Every time you get a boner, you rip that scab and that cut or incision.
No, like, I think at a certain point it heals.
Yes, at a certain point. But I mean, up to that certain point.
So just don't have any.
But that means you have to go like a few weeks without having a boner. Is that possible?
That's easy.
But no, you know, I mean,
I can't do that.
Randomly, I wake up one morning and I have a fucking hard on for no reason.
You don't get morning wood?
No, not like I used to.
That's what I'm saying. But like every now and then you wake up.
I'm an old man.
So how often do you get morning wood?
That's my alarm clock.
I don't get morning wood almost ever. I wake up and then I think about sexy stuff and then I get wood and then I jerk off.
You know what?
Because that's how it goes. Because I want to get one off before I get up. You know what I mean? Like one in the morning, one for lunch, and then a sensible dinner.
What commercial was that?
Nutrifast.
Nutrifast.
Shake in the morning, a shake for lunch, and then a sensible dinner. No, that's what I would do. You know, like and then you know my late night jerk off was that one was the passionate one.
You guys ever jerk off so much that it starts to hurt?
Yes.
Am I the only one? I've chafed.
You're not the only one.
Okay.
No, not chafed. At one time, I came so
Scotty's
many
like,
times.
I don't got that problem,
one time,
bro.
One time I came so many times that my ball started hurting. You know what I mean? Like
I had it, to where it's almost like you're dry heaving almost, but in your wiener. There it is. Did we get him?
No.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Your fucking balls hurt so much, and then it hurts your spine. It goes into your inner being.
I think you guys need to see a doctor.
I think we got him. We got
your
whole
spirit.
Hector got it. We're done.
I think that's the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I just pictured it. With every dry feed, the balls are like,
and you're like, ow.
It's like Braveheart at the end.
You can take my balls, but you can't take my semen.
That's perfect, actually. That's pretty perfect.
We got him. This is it. I mean,
he's dying.
Walk it off, Hector. It's okay. We'll give you a minute.
Oh, fuck my life.
I did it. So mark that up as...
You know, it's usually at about an hour in.
That's when the beer starts kicking in.
Like, it must be, dude.
So then anything's funny at that point.
Thanks. Wipe your tears.
Yeah, now he's crying.
It's fine. It's like my prom. It's like my prom date. Wipe your tears.
You're fine.
That was disappointing. It's fine. Yeah.
Did you guys get laid on prom night?
Pain will go away.
What's prom?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You did? I did not.
I went with a girl that I probably talked to once all fucking year. And the only reason I went is because they were like, oh, you should take her because she doesn't have anyone to go with. Okay, fine. That's fine. Because there was
like, no what a coincidence. I don't either.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was
the loser as you are.
No, the loser squad. But, you know, like, we got to go with friends and there was a limo. Yeah.
You guys were just lined
up
against the wall.
Limo, asshole.
But
with like, calculator.
What about you, Nate? Did you get laid prom night?
I didn't get a prom. I got kicked out by my
pussy.
No, I showed up. Like,
oh, were you one of those drunk? Were you one of those drunk ones? Like, no, you can't come in.
Like Dumb and Dumber style. You know, it wasn't blue, but it was like ruffled.
Uh-huh. Oh wow!
Shut the fuck up!
No, I swear to God,
that would be some
Dumb
shit.
And Dumber just came out. That's awesome. 2 years old. And then my vice principal goes, "You're not allowed here." Blah blah blah.
Wait!
So you crashed your own prom?
Well, she didn't want me. I also had a 2.5-foot mohawk. So, like here,
yeah, dude, it's a mohawk that did, not the suit. It was a mohawk.
Yeah, and I had like a cane, and I had a top hat. That was pretty cool.
So, how'd you put the top hat on?
Sideways. Okay. I was like, I see it. I'm here. was like the Wayans brothers, two snaps.
Oh, yeah,
hey,
Damon. I think it was Damon Wayans.
I just have a quick question. I want to know, did Jerry go to prom?
I did go to prom.
You did go to prom?
No, did you get a lady on prom?
Did you go with a guy or a girl?
With a girl.
Really? That was when you were hiding the shit?
Yeah, it's when I lived in the closet.
Okay.
Was she cute at least?
Was she in on it?
On what?
That you were gay?
No.
The fuck?
She thought you were taking
her for
real?
Also, she thought she was getting laid, but little did she know.
I'm asking.
I don't know. I mean...
He goes, all right, it was great.
You still talk to this person?
Her off.
Bye.
And then he went to the gay club. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Like in high school, like one of my really good friends, you know, he was gay, but I didn't know he was gay at the time. Wait, and
he was gay, or
well,
yeah, like he's straight now.
Yeah,
he didn't turn on
a light switch and just yes, bro. He
I do that. We, all I mean, time. Well, I'm I just saying. Off and on
I'm just saying that we days. Didn't know. Of course, I mean, of course he knew. You know?
Okay, got it.
But he. But I had no clue. I just thought he was cool as shit and, you know,
yeah, never
thought
anybody.
I mean, when I look back at it now, I guess if you think about it, you know, okay, yeah, he didn't have any girlfriends, but...
But he was always the guy that was probably like, hey,
nice. Yeah,
like,
I just thought it was just like one of the guys, whatever, right? And
he was one of the guys.
He went to prom.
He was one of the guys.
He went to prom. I forgot who he went with though. It was probably one of
the foreign exchange student.
No, there was like a handful of our friends that we were all cool. We just some of them just weren't coupled off. You know, yeah. So they all just went. You know.
I actually did that for a couple of my friends. I went to a prom in the LaPorte. Mm-hmm. And they just couldn't find a date for someone, and I was like, "All right, I'll fill in." You know, and we all went as friends. You know, I was like, "It was."
Yeah, I went to another high school's prom one time. It was a coworker that invited me. We were just friends. You know, it was cool. You know, I had a good time. Aside from that one, I went to my high school prom for junior and senior year.
I went to a couple other people's proms.
Yeah.
Now,
the girls were way younger than me.
It just got dead after that. I went to other people's proms.
Insert crickets. Yep.
They were, they were like,
how'd you get the permission?
They were 18. I was 27.
The cutoff.
And then they stopped letting me go. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, I was like, weird. The next year, you're like,
I went to a lot of quinceañeras.
No, what's the biggest?
Like, you stood up in a lot or...
No, I just crashed them, bro.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just playing. No, I did.
I believe it.
I did stand up in
quinceañeras.
Yeah.
They stay the same age. I get older, they stay the same age.
Wedding crashers, right? They talk about high school girls?
No.
That's Dazed and Confused.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused.
I'm talking about they do the same thing with wedding crashers.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
I could see that. That's the kind of. That's the kind
of. Am I wrong?
When they're on the steps, they just say, "Hey, another good year."
It's been a while.
I know exactly what scene you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's where they have the champagne and they're sitting yes. there, and the sun's yeah. coming up.
Yeah, man, I went yeah. to a wedding a couple nights ago, and COVID it wedding. Was like a super young. It was like a super young bridal party.
You're like, I'm so okay. sorry.
And I was like, why'd man, you do this? God damn it! Like, I can't hook up with any of you bitches. So you know, like,
how young is that? What
mid, I don't know. Mid-20s? They were
25,
maybe 30-20s? No, low 20s.
Low 20s.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I'm fucking almost 40, dude.
It don't matter.
That's too. That's can't too big you. Of a fucking age range. I feel like I'm fucking a little girl.
No.
Yeah, man.
No, that's a porn star age. You're fucking a pre-porn star.
Yeah, there was this one girl. She was thick. She had cellulite on the back of her legs. Whatever.
Doggy style. Doggy style. It goes away.
She was. It's funny though. It's funny though because she was like. She was like dancing and she was like holding up her shirt, her dress while pulling okay. down her dress at the same time.
Is that possible?
Because her titties were popping out, but her ass was popping out.
So she wasn't fitted correctly.
No, it was the wrong size dress for that poor girl.
Tune in this November at AM.
At AM. Oh, no. That's the opposite of what we were yeah. doing.
We're being sensual.
Oh, that wasn't sensual? I'm sorry. That's how all. I come, guys.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
You yell. Yeah! You yell,
I yell Jerry. And that's how my son came about.
Yeah. Oh. And his doesn't have his name.
No. It does not.
You should have named him after the noise that you made after sex.
Jerry!
What are you, a peacock?
No, wait, who was the peacock? Ryan. Ryan.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
It's a fire. So, actually, no, we will no, ask. Let's ask our
guest speaker.
Our guest speaker.
If your sexual spirit animal.
Yeah, what was your sexual spirit animal?
Are you a moaner, a groaner, or are you silent?
We have animals out.
When you're fucking.
Oh, so I need to pick an animal?
So what did you sound like the most?
So
yeah, like when you blow one.
Oh, I'm not sure. I
right now, Ryan.
So far, I think I just. Oh, so what animal grunts?
So okay,
that,
so
that
we
would be that.
We have like okay. Well, that would like, be a gorilla.
So I was a gorilla. And I was like,
so who sounds like a Tim Allen grunt?
A dog? Isn't that a?
I would imagine a dog. A dog sounds like, or no, a bear. A bear sounds like that.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Nate just yelled at me, guys. He pointed with his finger and yelled.
No, it's you were blowing out the headphones.
It's because I was speaking up for the first time in my life.
Yeah. So you were doing the opposite of Jerry today?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that finger, you'd still be a virgin.
So how often do you sniff crack with those fingernails, Jerry?
Every other day.
Was it, so you forgot to take a hit
sniffany?
Today, huh?
Yeah. Sniffany?
Sniffany yeah. fell off.
Fucking great name. That's so, the perfect wait, name
so,
for
so you. So you're a Tim Allen. Print. You're not an animal, but you're a Tim Allen.
Yeah, so you're almost like barbaric.
Yeah, I guess
that's
I
like
would
a,
say that.
It's like a caveman, right?
You know, the funny thing is, like, I don't think I make any noises because
you do.
I know everybody you, yeah, does. Right? Everybody does. I just don't think I do. I think I would have to be like recorded and, you know,
look at yourself. Selfish. Because,
you know, if you want, I can record it for you.
Okay. No. Whoa. No, but you know, it's funny.
That's
man, it's
weird.
Funny.
Hey, we're family.
Like, I. The thing is, like,
I'll be okay. in the corner. You just get her home.
I'll be behind the curtains.
Yeah. All of a sudden, they come in. Oh, you're so cute. And then you're like, here I am in action.
You're doing great. You know, you're doing great.
You're doing great. Can you look into the camera?
I'm like, Scotty, lift up your leg. Scotty, lift up your leg.
Who's perfect. That? Perfect.
Don't worry about it.
It's called the sunshine.
No. Scotty. But see, okay. I don't think I make noises, but I know I do. And the reason I say that is because I remember, I forgot who this was. Somebody made a
so
comment.
So many.
No, it's not.
So many.
No, it was a long time ago. That's all it was. Oh. It's
I could probably figure out a name.
My body count is not as big as someone in this round table. But what I'm trying to say is that.
Joke's on you. It's,
everybody's rectangle. Pointing at each other right
I've
now.
I've only been with.
No, but someone did tell me one time that I think she said
anal.
Keep it down, or you're keep too loud, down.
Or whatever, like her kids something there, like, or her
she still loved
him. Honestly, like, no. Again, once again, I don't remember who this was. So it was such a long time ago, but I remember someone told me, like, you know,
my husband's are, like, in the other room.
Like you know,
this was last week, by the way, guys.
Yeah, because usually it's the girls that are loud, you know, like not the guys. Mm-hmm. You know, but
well,
apparently I was wrong.
I've had women on a mission, like, hey, I'm just here to bang. I'm not gonna, and you just look at them and it's like dead eye.
Yeah.
No, and then you're like, okay, hey, that's so great. When I get loud, it's when they're going down on me, because I'm like, I don't want them to feel like I'm not, you know, like enjoying it.
That's when you grab the hair.
I feel like I have to make a noise.
Yeah. Okay. So you know how women, you know how women fake it, supposedly? Like, yeah. That's what they do. So I kind of feel supposedly you on that one. So, Nate, I kind of feel you on that one, because, like, you know, like when they're doing their thing, yeah, when they're blowing you, the thing is like, that can take a long time, you know, because it just can, right? And the thing is, like, if they're, let's say they're doing that for about, let's say, I don't know, like 5, 10, 15 minutes, and like nothing, yeah, you still haven't blown, like, you kind of need to give them that little reinforcement, like, yeah, you're doing great, babe. Keep it up.
CNN and the Weather Channel, yeah, constant updates.
Yeah, because
that's when you just smash their face into your pelvic region.
But I feel like I'm
bam.
But that's a thing I have to say, is I feel like I'm obligated to make noises so they feel like
they're doing a good job.
Yeah, it does feel good. Don't get me wrong. It's just
but not that good
when I whack off. But when I whack off, it's better. No noise. You know what I'm saying? It's like
yeah. I'm like, I still cuss
that's
a lot.
That's how I look at head. It's like you're just whacking me off with your mouth. That's really all you're doing.
Good job whacking me off.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Whacking it.
But some are better than others.
No, you know what, though? Like, I have a question. Like, I know this is unrelated, but we were talking about close calls earlier. Like, what's your closest call? Like, Jerry, what's your closest call?
For what?
For, like, getting pinched.
Pinched. Like an ass?
No.
No. Like
popo.
Oh, I don't 5-0 one time.
You never got pulled over?
No.
Jerry's a good U.S. citizen.
He's a boy. He's a Boy Scout, right?
No, I'm driving without a license right now because I left it at home.
No. Key is know your driver's license number.
Yeah,
and make sure everything on that thing
I do
matches up.
I don't think a lot of people know their driver's license number. I do.
I know mine starts with an O.
It's edit.
I know my weight. I know my weight says 185.
And you're when? Like much skinnier
when? No. Yeah, not when
180
when. Like, I'm actually heavier than you.
And she said something about moms. I'm like, yeah, my mom's a whore, you know, like, and she is, she's a
hooker,
whore.
Not a whore.
No, she didn't charge, so she's definitely a whore, not a hooker.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in and listening to The Greatest Hits. I hope you had a blast like I did. It was fun. Man, just a good time. But more to come. We're going to do one more Greatest Hits. So next week, hopefully you turn into that. I'll get the stuff. If you guys have any ideas of memories or anything like that that you remember of our podcast, please email us. Get a hold of us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, and we will talk to you next week. Good night, Earth.